Hey guys, it's Jimmy. Before Never Not Funny really kicks into gear, I want to tell you about Babbel. Babbel is the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Why waste hours on apps that don't really help you speak the language? Babbel has quick 10-minute lessons that are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. That's less than a month if I'm doing my calendar math correctly. Babbel is designed by real people for real conversations. This thing's a piece of cake. It's a breeze. And right now, for listeners of Never Not Funny, they've got a great deal. You can get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription. But again, that's only for listeners of Never Not Funny at Babbel.com/Pardo. That's right. Gets up to 60% off. That's more than a Hagar. That's more than the double nickel. Get up to 60% off at Babbel.com/Pardo. That is spelled Babbel.com/Pardo. Rules and restrictions apply. Use Babbel. By the time I'm done reading this, you'll know how to speak a new language. Babbel, a better way to learn a new language.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Playing games.
She's a stand-up comic with a laugh as big as all of Texas. But if you challenge guest co-host Cristela Alonso to trivia, you're cruising for a bruising. From the Never Not Funny Studios in Hollywood, California, it's Playing Games with Jimmy Pardo. Here's your host, Jimmy Pardo.
Hello, and indeed, yes, welcome to Playing Games, the game show that covers pop culture from the 70s, 80s, 90s, and today. In studio with me, as always, announcer Matt Belknap, who just did a stellar job.
Hello.
Bringing us in.
Yep.
We're in Hollywood, I'm told.
That's right. The greater Hollywood area. All right. Hollywood's a state of mind, Jimmy. It's not a geographical location.
You don't have to tell me that. They had a fake mayor.
That's right.
Right? Johnny Grant. They got a new
Rest
mayor?
In peace.
They got a new mayor of Hollywood? Did somebody
that? I know our friend Andy Daly has a character in his act that is running for that open seat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I don't know what the outcome of that was, but
all right. So that doesn't answer my question. Is there?
I think it's still an open seat.
Do we have
seat.
A?
I think out of respect for Mr. Grant, we've left it open.
Who was Johnny Grant? Was he a?
I think he was a radio guy or something. I don't know. He was not really.
So who's it going to be? Seacrest? Is he in a 15th job?
Yeah.
And of course, to my right, we have the band leader Mike Henry. Tickling those ivories. My co-host this week, we're thrilled to have her, a friend of the Never Not Funny podcast.
Yep.
She's also out there and about. She's doing the Lord's work, charity-wise.
Yes.
Cristela Alonso. Hello, Cristela.
Yes.
Now, you're giggly. Are you all doped up?
You guys just are so ridiculous. I can't help but
ridiculous
laugh.
In a positive way.
Yes, obviously. All right. I don't hang out with people that are ridiculous in a bad way.
I don't know who you hang out with. I don't know anything about
it. I have no friends. This is actually why I'm giddy. I'm so excited that someone invited me to come out.
I don't disagree with that because your timeline on social media is basically just you promoting shows and yelling at people that you no longer have a TV show. That's your timeline.
And a lot of Cars 3 stuff because Cars 3 is coming out on Blu-ray soon, right?
Yes, Cars thank 3. You. Thank you. Justifying your paycheck once again. I'm sure. Not paying you, but still, in theory, yes.
My kids loved it. It was a family hit over the summer. They love Cruise. My son actually has a little Cruise Ramirez toy car.
So. Oh, that's very lucky. They were very popular toys.
What about Nelson Cruz, the player for the Mariners? Does he play into this at all? Do you Cruise people all get together?
We have the Cruise-a-thon.
How do you spell your Cruise?
C-R-U-Z.
Okay.
Latino version.
Seems like you wanted something different, but I don't know what it could possibly be.
You know what it was?
The X was silent.
I wanted to know if I understand that it's a Latino automobile. I understand that. Probably some lowrider or some sort.
Wow.
What happened?
It was a taco truck. Thank you.
Thank you. See? Probably dingleberries hanging in front of the windshield. I didn't see the show.
I don't know. My character sells fruit in the movie. Trying to promote good, healthy treats with the kids.
Sure. Hey, speaking of that, you're Latino. What is the craze? What is the fascination when I go to the park with young Hispanics eating a Cheeto-like substance with some hot sauce on it?
You mean like hot Cheetos?
Yeah, I guess that's it. Then, yeah, I guess yeah. When I Cheetos with hot sauce,
but like unbranded, it's just like,
it's like a clear
plastic bag.
Yeah.
Oh well, it's just for the most part, I know that just speaking for me, I didn't grow up with a lot of sweets, like a lot of chocolates, desserty kind of stuff. Even our sweet bread, the pan dulce, is pretty not sweet. So we actually tend to go towards more sour, tart candies. And just as a kid, especially like in Mexico, everybody puts chili powder on everything growing up. Mm. So it's just a habit. So sometimes I think what you're talking about are the chicharrones, and a lot of times they're like puffed wheat that you up, and that's then they put the Tabasco sauce, the hot sauce, then they put them in a bag and shake it up.
Yes. Yeah.
It's like our own homemade generic hot, flaming hot Cheetos in a way.
Okay. I'll accept that answer.
Love it.
Yeah. I don't like watching it. We need contestants, Cristela.
Okay, let's meet our contestants.
All right, we go to the phones. That's right. Anybody that follows us on Twitter has a chance to play the game. Just look for the tweet telling you to call in. We then take the calls. We weed out the dead weight. We find our players. I will say it again. Let's hit the phones. Let's say hello to who's up first? Kevin from Kansas City. Hello, Kevin.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing the best I can. What do you do there in Kansas City, Kevin?
Right now, I work for a research company. I drive around all day listening to podcasts and bothering people about information.
All right. What are you researching?
Media research.
So you're is that like what advertising should be on certain shows, that sort of thing?
Exactly. You got it.
Oh, I got it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
Wow, that was accurate guess. Yeah.
I understand research more than you guys do.
I mean, that could mean anything, but you nailed it right on the head.
I know what he's doing.
You nailed an answer about research.
My pleasure. I took off my glasses, you guys. Kevin, are you married?
I am married. I've got a 5-month-old daughter.
Well, congratulations on your beautiful daughter. What's her name?
Her name's Finley.
Finley.
That's a great name. Yeah.
What's the middle name?
Ryan. Finley Ryan Quinn.
Ryan. There we go. And I like Finley. Is it named after the angel great Chuck Finley? If you say yes, that's insane.
No, I'm kidding around.
Ah, fun. Is that the kind of fun you bring on that research trip of yours? Kevin, how long have you been married, sir? I'm going to say 4 months. What?
Yeah, 4 months. You got it, 4 months. No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to just yes and you. I've been married for 2.5 years.
2.5 years. About 30 months, it sounds like.
You got it.
Yeah. All right, Kansas City, a Royals fan. Do you follow the game at all? That's America's pastime.
Yeah, huge Royals fan. I went to the World Series in 14 and 2015 when they won it.
Well, congratulations. Who's your favorite? Freddie Patek? Is that your favorite Royal of all time? Freddie Patek.
It used to be Bo Jackson, just because he was the greatest when I was actually cognizant for the first time of how the Royals were. But it's probably, Bo Jackson, Frank White, or George Brett, despite George Brett's political leanings.
All right. Why are you mad at Freddie Patek? That's all I took away from your answer.
I have nothing against Freddie Patek.
All right. Freddie Patek was a terrific shortstop who may have not just been average, but I remember him being a name from my childhood. Was he a good player, Kevin, or are you too young to know that?
No, I think he was just an average player, I hate to say it.
Yeah, you know what? I always lean towards those guys because I think I had a kinship with the average dude. Oh, that guy's just average. Maybe I got a shot, too. You know what I mean?
Hey, you know what I like about you? You're right in the middle.
Yeah, I'm the Freddie Patek of comedy.
Not too fancy with the hits. And
Jimmy gives 3-star Yelp reviews. Pardo.
That's me. Right across the board. Is that a good restaurant? Check with Pardo. Damn it, he's on the fence again. All right, Kevin, stand by. Let's say hello to Carrie from Lexington. Hello, Carrie.
Hello, Jimmy.
Now, Carrie, what do you do down there in the Lexington area?
Well, I am actually the Director of Special Projects for Development and Alumni Relations at Eastern Kentucky University.
Is there talk of lengthening that title at all? Holy crap. I mean, literally, Kevin just grew a beard and joins the ZZ Top cover band. That's how long it took you to get that out of your mouth. Good Lord, Carrie, shorten that up. I lost interest 17 words into it. I don't don't even know what you said. It was so stinking long.
I work at EKU.
Done. Is that the Educational Kentucky University? Nope. East Kentucky.
Yeah, she said it.
I didn't hear it. I didn't make it that far.
It was right at the end.
My canteen was out of water by the time I got to that part of the sentence. All right, Carrie, I ask you what that is, but I literally have zero interest.
She has like two LinkedIn accounts to finish all of that.
Carrie, now I'm going to a couple of follow-ups, as I always do. Are you married in a relationship? What's your story?
I am married. Yep.
And how long have you been married?
13 years.
13 years.
13 years in December, yeah.
13 years in December. Do we have any children?
No.
Now, what's your paramour's name?
Bacon.
What?
Bacon.
What just happened?
You have stunned our studio silent with the name Bacon.
Wait, a human being's name is Bacon?
Oh, no. I'm sorry. I thought you wanted my dog's name. I'm not sure my husband's name. I call him Bacon sometimes. Why not?
All right, so your dog's name is Bacon. I can understand. I chose the word paramour for reasons that I don't even understand. So your husband's name is what?
Husband confused.
She's still talking.
Is John.
Johnny! all right, so John and Carrie, you guys have been married 13 years. What does John do?
He's a pharmacist.
He is Boom. A pharmacist. Oh. There we go. Oh.
Three syllables.
There we go. He is pharmacist.
There you go.
Right. All right, Carrie, well, I wish you a lot of luck.
He's the world's only legal drug dealer.
All right. Sounds like you guys have a lot of fun over that house.
Yes, we do.
Carrie, you're a joy, and I know that you know the bag. I crap on you for humor. All right, let's third contestant from Louisiana. Now he down in Louisiana.
Oh boy.
Oh, he down there. They deal with a wave of water coming by. Jacob, how are you?
Hi, good, Mr. Pardo.
Well, I appreciate, you know what? I appreciate you saying Mr. Pardo, a little more respect than what I got from Carrie and Kevin. I was hoping for a third person to be in with Kate so the whole clan would be here. That's a clan joke. Carrie, Kevin, and then Jacob. What do you think of that song by Huey Lewis, Jacob's Ladder? You like that at all, Jacob? Did your parents sing that to you as they put you to bed?
I've never heard it, to be honest with you.
How have you never heard the only song that has your name in it?
I don't know. I'm at a loss.
All right. Jacob, what do you do down there in Louisiana, sir?
I'm an engineering consultant for an engineering firm.
All right. And then are you married, sir?
Yes. I have a wife and a seven-year-old daughter.
Seven-year-old daughter. What's your beautiful daughter's name? Finley's already off the board.
McKenzie.
McKenzie. Okay.
Ooh,
another
name.
Beautiful name.
That's a great name.
Boy, we got this. So we got Finley, McKenzie, and Bacon. Come here, Bacon. Does Bacon want a treat? Does Bacon want a treat? That's the worst. What?
So unfair.
Why was that unfair?
Perfectly good name for a dog, Bacon.
I think she's one of these people that treats her dog like a person, and that concerns me.
Let's, Carrie, is Bacon named after Kevin Bacon?
No. Bacon is a bulldog, and I just thought it would be a cool name for a dog.
Yeah. Bacon the bulldog. I like I appreciate the alliteration.
Yes, baby. all right, Carrie. Well, I'm outvoted here. I'm going to include you 3-1 on Bacon being a good name. That said, my name's on the show, so I still win that fight. All right. Are you guys ready to do this? You guys ready to play playing games?
Yeah.
Hey. All right. You guys are going to play for a year subscription to Stitcher Premium. If you get it all the way to the end and beat Christella in the final round, you get that year subscription to the Stitcher Premium. Just for making it to the final round, you will get a gift card from Pod Swag, where you can go on there online and get yourself something from the Pod Swag website. A t-shirt, a kerchief, your choice. Enamel pins, a kerchief, your choice. All right, first up is headlines. I'm going to read you guys questions that relate to a certain decade. The first one to buzz in correctly gets the point. The way to buzz in is just to use your name. All I ask is that you please allow me to finish asking the question before you buzz in. The two players with the most points at the end of 5 questions will go on to the next round. Our questions will be decided by the randomizer. Let's give that a spin and see what decade we're going to be playing from. Lands on 90s. Lands on 90s. So these are headlines from the 90s, you guys. Still there?
I was alive then, so let's do it.
Okay, Kerry's on board. Kevin, Jacob, your thoughts on the 90s headlines?
I'm not too excited. I was kind of young. I didn't read a lot of newspapers. So,
okay, well, you know, these are all things that were pretty popular in the world. Maybe you got a chance here. If not, we'll get you back to that consulting as quickly as possible. Here we go. Hands up, buzzers! That means just get your name ready. In February of 1990, this South African revolutionary was released from a prison after serving 27 years.
Kevin.
Harry.
Kevin.
Nelson Mandela.
That's a correct answer, sir.
Woo!
Christella's just wooed and clapped and politely put her phone away.
Somehow the wooing and clapping is the quietest thing Christella's done all day. When it's time to celebrate, let's very quietly.
Yeah, let's tamper that down.
Off, man.
Language. We're going for a non-explicit show.
Sorry, guys.
In December of 1999, heads up, buzzers. In December of 1999, Budweiser aired the first of several commercials featuring this popular but short-lived catchphrase.
Kevin.
Carrie.
Kevin.
What's up?
That's a correct answer, sir. Here we go. Heads up, buzzers. In 1991, Jane's Addiction singer Perry Farrell founded which long-running music festival?
Kevin.
Harry.
Kevin.
Lollapalooza.
That's correct. All right, so Kevin.
I feel like I'm saying my name, but I don't know.
You're saying it, Kerry. You're just not saying it as quickly as Kevin, and I think Jacob may have hung up.
I'll be quiet from here on out.
He heard 90s, and then I heard click. Boy, Kevin is really running away with this thing, but remember, it's the top two players after five questions, so Kerry and Jacob both still have a chance. Here is the next question. In June of 1993, this woman became famous the old-fashioned way by severing her husband's penis with a kitchen knife.
Kevin.
Kerry.
No crap. Go ahead, Kevin.
Lorraine Bobbitt.
That's correct answer. All right, Kevin, I'm only allowing you to continue to play to see if you could run the board.
Okay.
In 1997, she became the first woman ever appointed as Secretary of State.
Kevin.
Kerry.
Kevin.
Madeleine Albright.
That's a correct answer.
This guy came to play.
All right, here we go. Now, Kevin, you're going to sit out. We do have a tiebreaker situation here, which means I'm going to read one final question. You buzz in and get it right, you move on. You buzz in and get it wrong, your opponent moves on. Okay?
I'm ready.
This is just for Kerry and Jacob. In 1994, which professional sports league canceled its season due to a player strike?
Kerry. Baseball.
Do I accept baseball? Do I accept baseball? Judges.
I accept.
We are accepting baseball. We were looking for Major League Baseball. We'll accept that. That means, sadly, and this is not a shock to anybody that's been listening, Jacob, we have to say goodbye to you.
Oh, man, it's been a pleasure. I'm just glad I got to be on it.
Well, Jacob, we actually enjoyed having you here, and we appreciate you calling in and everything. Now, you're not going to go away empty-handed. You're going to get something from the Airwolf Prize Closet. I can't tell you what that is, but my guess is something that it's not selling very well.
Look forward to it.
Well, good luck. We'll send you back to that engineering consulting, and best of luck raising that seven-year-old daughter of yours, that McKinsey. She sounds wonderful.
It's something. Thank you, sir.
All right, bye-bye, Jacob. All right, Kerry and Kevin, stand by. What are you doing?
I hope you had the time of your life.
I was sending Jacob off in a nice positive way.
In a little with a little Green Day.
Yes.
I like that.
All right, I got thrown by the singing there.
By the appreciation for humanity.
I didn't care for it. Jacob's on his own. Jacob's going to climb down that ladder. Stella likes it. She's not celebrating right now.
No.
Those in hushed tones. All right, Kevin and Kerry, when we come back, you guys are going to want the second round to see who goes on to play the final round against Christella for that year subscription to Stitcher. Come on back.
The holidays are here. That means that it's time to get your ass in gear and start crossing off that holiday shopping list. And Sock Fancy makes the perfect gift. Sock Fancy delivers awesomely random socks every single month. What is awesomely random? Sock Fancy carefully curates each subscription from their large selection premium cotton blend socks. Gifting a sock subscription is easy. Sign them up for a 3-month, 6-month, 9-month, or year-long subscription, and Sock Fancy will handle the rest. Truly the gift that keeps on giving. Sock Fancy ships all over the world for free, and if you don't like the pair you get, you can send them back and swap for a fresh design. Shopping made simple. Just sign up, check out, and let Sock Fancy take care of the rest. Sock Fancy designs hundreds of socks each year in-house to ensure that you'll always be rocking the freshest socks around. Now's the time. Get an extra pair of socks added to any subscription for free when you go to sockfancy.com/games now and enter code GAMES at checkout. That's sockfancy.com/games to get a free pair added to your subscription when you enter code GAMES at checkout.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Playing Games. My co-host this week is Cristela Alonso. Cristela, did you grow up watching game shows?
I loved them. I actually learned English by watching The Price is Right. No joke.
Really?
Yeah, I used to, my first language is Spanish, and I learned English by watching The Price is Right.
Bob Barker taught you the lay of the land.
I was so disappointed when I found out Plinko wasn't a real word.
Oh, that's the one. Did you go around saying Plinko at school
and
stuff?
I love Plinko. Like, Plinko is such a great word. Like, right? It's punchy. It's great. Like, I used to be like, Plinko, Plinko. And then I found out it wasn't anything. And I was so disappointed. I love game shows.
Did you have to then love them. Work in the words Amana and refrigerator in every conversation you had?
I'm like, Rice-a-Rooney, lifetime supply.
I love it. Johnny Olsen, say good. I don't know why that voice came out of my head.
I know. I'm the one with the accent.
Yeah. I tried to do a character. I wasn't happy with it. Super. There's 100% chance it was offensive.
But, you know, it was so inaccurate that it was almost not offensive. Because
so terrible.
It was just generic bad accent.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of generic and bad, let's get back to the game. Carrie and Kevin, you guys ready to play round two?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
All right. Whoever's in the lead at the end of this round will go on to play against Cristela in the finals for that year's subscription to Stitcher Premium, in addition to that Pod Swag gift card. Now, we're going to be playing a game in this round called Opposites Attack. Ah, the old flip-flop. Cristela is going to be reading you guys the title of a TV show. However, she'll be using antonyms instead of the actual title. Your job, tell me what TV show it is. An example of that would be if I said Sad Nights. Cristela, what would that be?
Happy Days.
Happy Days. That's exactly right. They are indeed here again. All right. Once again, we'll go to the randomizer to see what decade we're playing from. Lands on 80s, 1980s. Going to be doing TV shows from the 80s. Here's the deal. 10 questions in the category. Whoever has the most will go on to play in the finals. Here we go. Starting out, Opposites Attack, Cristela. And again, hands on buzzers. Wait till Cristela is done reading the entire thing until you buzz in. Here we go. Cristela, first one.
Flawed Acquaintances.
Kevin.
Yes, Kevin.
Perfect Strangers.
Perfect Strangers. Correct answer. Correct
That's
answer.
A great one.
Next one. Cristela likes it already.
Worst Foreign Villain.
Want to repeat it?
Yeah, repeat it, Cristela.
Worst Foreign Villain.
In 3, 2...
Greatest American Hero.
Ah, Carrie! Carrie steals it at the very end.
Nice.
Why do you look scared by this, Cristela? What happened? You didn't know it.
No, I thought you were going to call her out for not saying her name
first.
For
not buzzing in.
You know what? I was just grateful somebody answered.
I'm so glad someone other than Kevin answered.
I was hoping somebody would guess it because I loved the show.
You did. You loved it.
One of the best theme songs ever.
Also, you're a big Robert Culp fan.
One of my favorites.
But aren't we all, though?
Yes. Now, Carrie, what did you like about it? Did you like, what was his name? William? I can't think of the actor's name.
Oh, God.
What's the star's name?
William Catt?
I was in fifth grade when that show came out.
Say it again, Carrie.
I was in the fifth grade when that show came out, and I loved everything about it. I loved the theme song. I loved everything. I had the 45 of the theme song.
I want to say,
loved it.
Joe Scarsberry? I think is that who did the song? Joe Scarsberry?
Oh, yeah, I think so.
Wow.
Yeah.
Joey Scarsberry, maybe.
I think so.
Believe it or not, Carrie got a question right.
It was just there.
It was there.
It was there.
It's the gift. All right. It's 1-1. Here's your next one. Hands on buzzers.
Papa's Strangers?
Kevin.
Yes, Kevin.
Mama's Family.
Mama's Family is the correct answer. That is a correct answer, sir. 2-1. Carrie, come on. Strong finish. Next one. Hands on buzzers.
Ooh. That's an employee.
Repeat it.
This is a tough one.
Yeah.
That's an employee. I'm reading it. I don't know it.
Yeah, I don't
either. Saying that's? Are you saying that's.
Yeah, okay. That's an employee.
That's an employee.
Huh.
We're stumped.
In three, two, one. Mike Henry thinks he might know it.
Who's the boss?
Who's the boss is a correct answer.
Oh.
Who's the boss is a correct answer. That's a tough one. They're not all going to be easy. Really they're not all layups. Some are three-pointers that go off the rim.
Is that the opposite of who's?
Who's that?
Who is that?
That's.
Yeah.
Who is? That is.
You guys.
I was hung up on
Carrie,
yes.
Kevin, I think that was a difficult one.
Nobody's dismissing it was a difficult one. They can't all be layups.
I like the challenge of that one. But I was thinking employee, the opposite of, like, I couldn't get over, like, unemployed.
Me
like,
too.
I was thinking unemployed.
I was thinking fired.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, you were wrong, and you would have all gotten it wrong. And I thank you for your time. All right, our score is still 2-1, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
Hands on buzzers. Here we go. Christella.
Next clue. Path to Hell.
Carrie.
Kevin, just by a sniz. That's not a real word.
Highway to Heaven.
Highway to Heaven is the correct answer, sir. 3-1.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Next one. Hands on buzzers.
Player. Once again, that is player.
Kevin.
Coach.
Coach is a correct answer.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
That's another good one, right, Christella?
I get so excited.
I know you do. I like that you get excited. That's what we want here. Positive vibes, baby. This is the,
I love this one.
Oh, okay. Here we go. Christella's editorializing the clues. Our score, if I'm not mistaken, is 4-1.
Yeah.
It's 4-1 with, four to go? All right, Carrie, you got to run the board here in order to win. Otherwise, we have to say goodbye to you, and Kevin will go on. Here we go. Again, Christella loves this one. Let's hear it.
Silver guys.
Kevin.
Kevin.
Golden Girls.
Golden Girls is the correct answer. That's for the win, sir. That is for the win.
Thank you.
No chance for Carrie. Carrie can't even tie because we had that miss.
That's right. You want to play the other ones for fun?
All right. You guys want to play the other ones for fun? Play it out?
Sure.
All right. Kevin, why don't you shut up during this?
No problem. Yes, sir.
Maybe that's the best way to let Carrie enjoy some of this. Everybody in this room, Kevin, you should know that. We were all rooting for Carrie.
I was rooting for competitiveness.
All right. Next one. Here you go. Christella, read it to Carrie.
Empty yard.
Full house.
Yeah. All right, next one.
Your one mom.
That's a good one.
My two dads.
Yep.
Yeah.
Last one.
Gold fork.
Silver spoon.
Yeah, Carrie. Boy, you knew him. I think it was that landline that Kevin beat you on.
If she was a contestant on Jeopardy, she'd be the one who just kept going like this, like,
it's not working. I know it. Well, Carrie, listen.
Faulty buzzer.
Doing nothing.
You have been nothing but a joy. You are going to get something from the Airwolf Prize Closet as well. We appreciate you calling in and playing and listening.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
Thank you, Carrie. Well, that means that Kevin is going to go on to the final round and go head-to-head against Christella. We're going to find out if he wins that Stitcher Premium subscription right after this.
Stitcher Premium has a new series from award-winning British comedian Josie Long. It's called All of the Planet's Wonders, Shown in Detail. Through this original scripted alt-comedy series, Josie Long will attempt to better herself and get out into the world with help from Maeve Higgins and a host of other comedy pals. Also featuring Earwolf favorites like Aaron Whitehead, Hayes Davenport, and Zach Reno, plus John Hodgman. And British comics Humphrey Kerr, John Luke Roberts, and the Illusionist podcast's Helen Zaltzman. Gain fantastic insights about topics including exploration, insects, and fossils. Travel with Josie and Maeve to the bottom of the ocean in James Cameron's submarine and find out why Josie's dated so many men with a love of rocks. Give it a listen and make Josie Long your new favorite international comedian. For a free month trial of Stitcher Premium, use the promo code PLAYING at stitcherpremium.com/planets.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Playing Games. It is now time for our contestant, Kevin, to go head-to-head against my co-host, Cristela Alonso, to see if they can win that year subscription to Stitcher Premium. Cristela, are you ready?
I am so ready.
This is the only time you have to actually be in the game.
I know. I just want to say that I haven't been critical of anybody's answers because I'm afraid that I won't answer those.
Good for you.
I didn't want to set up any sense of, you know.
And Kevin's been great.
Kevin's been killing it.
Yeah.
Again, it's kind of crazy.
So you're going to have your work cut out for him.
This is, yeah.
Because the last thing we want to do is give away this subscription.
There's an extra $50,000 in it for us if no one wins.
Hey, Kevin, you've already won. Kevin, you've already won a gift card from PodSwag, so take advantage of that when you get the opportunity. Here's how this is going to work. I will ask you both a series of questions. Kevin, if you can answer more correct than Cristela, you will win that aforementioned Stitcher Premium subscription. The questions are from various decades, so I beg of you to stay frosty. Cristela, I'm going to ask you first. That means we're going to put Kevin in the isolation booth, which basically just means we put him on hold. So, Kevin, we're going to put you on hold. Hang tight, pal.
Okay, thanks.
All right, here we go. Cristela, are you ready?
Yes, I love the isolation booth.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Isn't that fun?
I love that.
We're fun, Cristela.
You guys are fun. This is why I come back.
Thank you for coming back. All right, are we ready?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Cristela.
Yes.
Quit giggling like a jackass. Get your head in the game. All right? Here we go. In 1975, Sony introduced which ill-fated videotape format?
The Commodore.
Launched in 1983, this line of colorful, inexpensive Swiss watches became an instant fashion craze.
Swatch watch.
In 1997, which classmate of Beavis and Butthead got her own spinoff on MTV?
Daria.
In the year 2000, one of the largest corporate mergers of all time took place between Time Warner and which company?
Turner Broadcast.
In 2010, how many Chilean miners were trapped underground for 69 days?
Oh, my God. How many miners? 23. 23.
All right, there we go. We have your answers.
I can't believe that I'm laughing at the Chilean miners.
They got through it. They're fine. Did they all survive?
Did they?
Yeah, they all survived.
Yeah, they all survived.
Okay.
Yeah, it took 13 hours to get them out.
Oh, no. My God.
All right, here we go.
God.
Here we go.
All right, here comes Kevin.
All right, here comes Kevin out of the isolation booth. All right, Kevin.
Yes, sir.
Are you ready to play?
I am ready to play.
All right, here we go. In 1975, Sony introduced which ill-fated videotape format?
Betamax.
Launched in 1983, this line of colorful, inexpensive Swiss watches became an instant fashion craze.
Swatch.
In 1997, which classmate of Beavis and Butthead got her own spinoff on MTV?
Daria.
In the year 2000, one of the largest corporate mergers of all time took place between Time Warner and which company?
AOL.
In 2010, how many Chilean miners were trapped underground for 69 days? 33 is a correct answer. Kevin runs the board. Kevin runs the board.
I cannot believe he got that one.
Kevin runs the board. Didn't even have it haul on 33.
Was your dad one of the miners? Like, how do you know this?
That was supposed to be impossible. That question, we were talking about it before. It was like, there's no way no one would remember that.
He got Kevin's on G sharp.
Kevin, are you Alex Trebek?
Yes. Ooh. Are you growing up?
They made that terrible movie with Antonio Banderas, and it was always on HBO, so I would always see it on my guy, 33, or whatever it's called.
What was the name of that movie? I think it was called 13, wasn't it?
33, I think.
33, that makes more sense.
Yeah, better title.
But it took him like 13 hours to get those guys out of there?
That was 69 days.
I can't believe that.
It's fascinating, right? Kevin, that means you've just won a year subscription to Stitcher Premium.
Well, fantastic. That's the best prize anyone who listens to podcasts could ever hope for.
Well, good for you. I appreciate you calling in, and I appreciate you playing. More importantly, thank you for listening. Christella, thank you for being here.
Thank you so much. This was awesome.
Congratulations to Kevin. Congratulations to Christella. Congratulations to Carrie and Jacob just for getting through on the phone line. Now, listen, this was the last episode of our limited six-episode run, and we had a great time doing it. I speak for myself. Matt Belknap, do I speak for you?
Of course you do. I had a great time as well. I love that we ended with a bang. With a big win.
We ended with a win. You understand what I mean by that?
We're taking home a win for
yes!
the end of the season.
Trophy! Mike Henry, how'd you feel about it? Attaboy, that's Mike Henry. Thank you guys for supporting Playing Games. We had a great time doing it. Be on the lookout. We may be doing more.
Yeah.
If we do, we'll announce it over at Never Not Funny, also on Twitter, of course. So that's it. We appreciate you guys supporting the program. We hope you enjoyed it as much as we did. On behalf of my announcer, Matt Belknap, band leader, Mike Henry, my name is Jimmy Pardo. We'll see you next time when you're ready to start playing games.
Playing Games with Jimmy Pardo is a Never Not Funny production. Produced by Jimmy Pardo, Matt Belknap, and Mike Henry. Distributed by Stitcher Premium and Earwolf Media. Music by Mike Henry. Mr. Pardo's wardrobe provided by Botany 500. For more Jimmy Pardo, check out Never Not Funny in Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you find podcasts. And be sure to visit NeverNotFunny.com. For a chance to play games with Jimmy, follow Never Not Funny on Twitter. Portions of this program not affecting the outcome of the competition have been edited.
This has been an Earwolf production. Executive producers Jimmy Pardo, Matt Belknap, Scott Aukerman, Chris Bannon, and Colin Anderson. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
The holidays are here, and Sock Fancy makes the perfect gift. Sock Fancy delivers awesomely random socks every single month. With hundreds of socks designed in-house, you'll always be rocking the freshest socks around. Just choose between a 3-month, 6-month, 9-month, or year-long subscription, and Sock Fancy will handle the rest. Now is the time. Get an extra pair of socks added to any subscription for free when you go to sockfancy.com/games now and enter the code GAMES at checkout. That's sockfancy.com/games to get a free pair added to your subscription when you enter code GAMES at checkout.
Oh yeah, the wait is over. Womp It Up is back.
Back, bitches.
Every Tuesday, new episodes of Womp It Up are delivered hot and fresh to your inbox.
Just like a DiGiorno pizza.
Going straight up your butt.
Featuring all of your comedy faves, returning faves, and new faves alike.
Subscribe today on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast app.
Womp It Up.
Hashtag turnaround.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding in your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.